Brian Steele bill to ban congressional stock trading. Profiting off insider information, surges in the House. By Sean Moran on January 12, 2026. House Administration Committee Chairman Brian Steele, RY, on Monday unveiled legislation to ban members of Congress, their spouses, and their children from purchasing publicly traded stocks, which has received endorsements from GOP leadership, moderates, and conservatives. The American people deserve to know their member of Congress is not profiting off insider information. The Stop Insider Trading Act ensures that cannot happen. Steele, the Committee on House Administration, CHA, said in a written statement. This legislation is critical to restoring the public's trust in their elected officials. If you want to trade stocks, go to Wall Street, not Capitol Hill. Steele's legislation, the Stop Insider Trading Act, would bar lawmakers, their spouses, and dependent children from purchasing a security issued by a publicly traded company. Stipulate that lawmakers file a public notice at least 7 days in advance of an intended sale with the clerk of the House of Representatives. Mandate that the House Ethics Committee issue a fee equal to $2,000 or 10% of the value of the covered investment, whichever is greater, and the net gain realized from the sale. The legislation is backed by Republicans across the spectrum, including GOP leadership, conservatives, and moderates. No member of Congress should be allowed to profit from insider information, and this legislation represents an important step in our efforts to restore the people's faith and trust in Congress, said Speaker Mike Johnson. Both Republicans and Democrats will have an opportunity to make their voices heard and affirm their support. I've worked closely with Chairman Steele, who has been tirelessly putting together a bill that bans stock trading by members of Congress, and would like to move this bill for a full House vote soon after it gets out of committee, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, said in a written statement. The people should be able to trust the motives of their representatives in Congress, yet active stock trading that enriches certain members has broken that trust, said Representative Chip Roy. This bill is a collaborative product that takes a giant step forward to restore trust by ending stock purchases and forging pre-sale disclosure. Stop Insider Trading Act's original co-sponsors include Representative Laura Lee, RFL, CHA Vice Chair. Representative Morgan Griffith, RVA, CHA Member. Representative Stephanie Bice, ROK, CHA Member. Representative Mike Carey, RO, CHA Member. Representative Mary Miller, REL, CHA Member. Representative Greg Murphy, RNC, CHA Member. Representative Chip Roy, RTX. Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL. Representative Mike Lawler, RNY. Representative Michael Cloud, RTX. The legislation, however, still has its partisan detractors. Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Pramila Jayapal, DWE, and Seth Magaziner, DRE, said that the bill falls short of what the American people want and deserve. While this bill prohibits members from buying new stocks, it does nothing to remove the conflict of interest that arises from owning or selling existing stocks. Members can still act on legislation, investigations, and briefings that directly influence the value of their stocks for personal benefit, the Democrats wrote in a joint statement. Steele's legislation would build upon on the Stock Trading on Congressional Knowledge Stock Act of 2012, a bipartisan bill that requires public disclosure of stock trading over $1,000 made on behalf of congressmen or their spouses within 45 days. In 2011, Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute GAI, President Peter Schweitzer rocked official Washington with his investigative revelations of insider trading by members of Congress. Left-leaning Slate hailed Schweitzer's blockbuster book on the topic, Throw Them All Out, the book that started the Stock Act stampede. One of the main figures featured in Schweitzer's Throw Them All Out was then-chairman of the House Financial Services Committee Spencer Batchis, RL, who announced he would not seek re-election after the book's revelations. The late Andrew Breitbart called on Batchis to resign from the revelations. CBS's 60 Minutes did an investigative report based on Schweitzer's revelations that won them the Joan Shorenstein Barone Award for Excellence in Washington-based Journalism.